we'll take a look at a string of press conferences that took place yesterday as we watched as box after box full of petitions were unloaded at the state capitol.
Signatures for citizen initiatives were due at the Secretary of State's office, and several efforts were working up to the last minute. Those that gathered enough verifiable signatures will make it on the November ballot. And we're joined for a few minutes now by Capital Media Services' Howie Fisher to talk about which efforts made it and which didn't. Good morning, Howie. Are you holding any boxes in your hand right now?
Oh, I'm telling you, we're all assuming there are actually petitions in these boxes as opposed to somebody's dirty underwear, but we'll get into that another day.
That was a lovely way to start, Howie. Thanks. So some of the major ones, Invest in Ed, I don't know if there was a big surprise that that made it. What surprised you, if anything? The Clean Energy Initiative, many, many more thousands of signatures than required.
Well, yes, but it also had much, much more money than anyone else did. It's good to have a godfather in the form of Sam Steyer, who's a California billionaire, who had plenty of funds to put into the thing. Now, there was also no shortage of publicity on the thing from both sides. I mean, on one hand, you had his, Arizona's for Clean Energy pushing the issue with their own Twitters and everything else. On the other side, you had a group funded by APS, which was saying, oh my God, the world will end. Felons are out collecting signatures. They're after your ID. And all that did is tell people, hey, there are petitions out there, and maybe we want to take a closer look.
So as we look forward to that battle, now that this presumably will make it onto the November ballot, APS is going to have a lot to say, I'm guessing.
Yes. Their argument is that you cannot just simply legislatively say we're going to have 50% renewable energy by 2030 without considering the effects on the current system. Obviously, their big concern is the Palo Verde Nuclear Generating Station. They're the majority owner. And their contention is that if you have all the solar and have your peak loads during certain hours being met by solar, you don't need the energy from Palo Verde. Well, this isn't like a light switch. You can't just simply power down a nuclear plant. Now, obviously, the folks with the Steyer Initiative say, no, you'll still need Palo Verde. There are still needs for that. There's other places that can buy the power. And so a lot of it's going to get down into the weeds in terms of what is a needed nuclear plant and will this, in fact, interfere with it.
Now, we had Terry Goddard on for a few minutes in yesterday's program, and his was the one that we weren't quite sure was going to make it. He was still even asking for folks, if you have signatures, come on down, turn them in. This was something he had wanted to do in the past and didn't have one of those, or he had a millionaire supposedly who was going to help and then pulled out. Tell me about whether you're surprised or not at all that this one made it, the Stop Political Dirty Money, because that one did seem to struggle and had a few more months to go into effect and to get the signatures rather than some of these related in the last couple of months.
Well, a lot of this is being done on volunteer efforts, some of Terry Goddard's own money. And the fact is, we still don't know whether it's going to make it. I mean, right now, it's got about 25,000 more signatures than are needed. And truthfully, when you're amending a constitutional provision, you really need as much as you can because there's a margin of error. And this isn't a question of people out gathering bad signatures purposely, but sometimes people will sign and not realize they're not registered to vote, or they don't list their address correctly. And with all the new requirements for strict compliance with initiative laws, you can bet that some of the interests against this, probably the businesses who like contributing to candidates, we'll go ahead and see if there's a way of knocking it off the ballot.
Yeah. Hallie, I just wanted to ask in our final minute or so here, just to give us an idea of how difficult an undertaking this is and why it's so common here in Arizona. Like, we see, it seems, many more citizen petitions on the ballot, many more people out gathering these hundreds of thousands of signatures here than in many other states.
Well, it comes down to you can. It's like the old saying, if they ask Willie Sutton, why do you rob banks? That's where the money is. Well, in Arizona, it's pretty easy to get a measure on the ballot, much easier than some of the other larger states. You only have two major media markets, so it's easier to advertise it. It's a relatively compact state. And the idea is that sometimes Arizona, I think, gets used by folks from other states as kind of a bit of a test market to see, well, will this idea fly? Obviously, that's not the case, let's say, with a Terry Goddard, who has lived here all of his life, who certainly wants to make these changes. But Arizona has always believed in a form of direct democracy from our first days of statehood. And the idea is that under the Arizona Constitution, the ultimate legislature is the voters. And when the legislature won't enact what voters want, whether it's a ban on gestation crates or medical marijuana or a ban on leg hold traps, then the voters have a right to decide they're going to do it themselves if the special interests won't let the lawmakers do it them for them.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, we'll let you go to practice your cursive. Thanks as always.
Fantastic.